Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio.
You know, while your mother's cooking the macaroni today, I figure I'd sit down and talk to you since you're old enough. You know, it's time that you really realize what this family's all about. Because about this time is when you're going to be able to join in and earn some real money and real cash. But before you do that, I want to teach you a little bit about loyalty. The main name of this game is respect and loyalty. Family is a big thing. When we do this kind of business, everything is with respect. And when a family member gets out of line and another family don't like it, one thing leads into another, and the next thing you know, you're gone. And then you're just a memory of me. My heart's broke then. But you gotta remember, there's always family and loyalty. Loyalty is the main thing. Obviously, you know I don't make my money. I don't make all my cash from going to work every day. All these construction jobs we do and sanitation and private stuff is all from earning money through the family. And since you're of age now, I think it's time that I taught you what coming into the family and respect is all about. So the first thing you gotta learn is the name respect. That means you don't cross nobody, you don't go over the line. Once you go over that line, there's no coming back, whether you're a member of a family or not. That's when people get whacked. And we don't want nobody whacked in our family. So I gotta teach you the proper way of respect. When you're earning money, everybody earns. Everybody eats bread. It's all about cash money. That's what it's all about, making the money. So the first thing of business is this. You remember your name, you don't forget your roots. You never ever disrespect anyone that's above you. Especially your capo, especially the big time guys. Those are the guys you listen to. You never ever disrespect anyone unless you're told to. Unless you get the okay. And if there's no sit down, there's nothing.
There's nothing. There's nothing. Alright, people, welcome to Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy GQ, holding it the fuck down. Like we do a day, all day. Today's episode is Wet and Wild Wednesday. And what we do on Wet and Wild Wednesday is, come on, you coming in or what? So she runs. What we do on Wet and Wild Wednesdays is we get wet and wild. We just talk about, you know, it's like a sexual thing. I mean, if I have to tell you that, then you're a loser. But, it's definitely going to be spicy. Now, we only have 25 minutes because, like me, I have to go to church. You know what I mean? So this is the deal. I told a lot of people that the show is going to be jumping off at 7 o'clock. And the people that I told that I can't get a hold of, if they call at 7, which I hope they call between 7 and 7:30, I would tell them, yo, it's going to be 8:30 to 9:30, possibly 8:30 to 10:30. You know, because church is at 8, I can shoot back over here, you know, download some last-minute things, and so forth and so forth. Big shout-out to the old guy that was in Canada. I feel like an asshole because I just remembered your song. What is this? Was it like two shows after that?
Some faggot shit like that.
Yeah. I was supposed to play some Willie, what? Oh, Willie Nelson? Yeah, some country
never
shit.
Heard of Willie Nelson.
I never heard of Willie Nelson. I mean, maybe Fresh heard of Willie Nelson because, you know, he's half white.
I'm pretty sure you heard the name before. Maybe not the white man, but I know you heard the name before.
I mean, I heard Willie Beeman. I ain't never heard of Willie Nelson.
Knocking at your door.
Obama.
What do you really know about Obama? Like,
dog, really? I watched that whole shit yesterday, whole inauguration. I ain't gonna front, dog.
I wasn't talking about the inauguration.
I heard that man speak like maybe once before yesterday. Dude, I like, man, this dude like really like he's good with his words, man. He know what to say to really shut your ass up.
Fuck, man, you black, nigga.
You at the same time.
You know what I mean? Well, wait, SD. It sounds like there's a little sensitivity going on. Did you cry?
Sensitivity?
Did you cry?
Did I cry? Negative.
No, not you. fresh.
Oh, did I cry? Nah.
You ain't cry.
I just felt like I was more like, honestly, I felt more for, I guess, the African Americans than anything, because it was like, man, it was history right there. First, we had on Monday, Martin Luther King Day, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, you had the official day of Barack Obama swearing to his oath, so making it, you know, the official that he's the president of the United States. How many times I told you about raising your hand before talking? Come on, nigga. Grown men are speaking, dog. We don't need you to come in like that, dog, all right?
I don't even address little niggas like him. Little niggas like him get thrown under the bus easily.
Thrown under the bus
anyway,
easily.
Like I was saying, shoot him fuck up on his little, on his oaf shit.
Yeah, he did fuck up pretty good, too. Nigga trying to rush that shit. So it seemed like, at least. Unless that nigga just wasn't paying attention. He's like, fuck it, nigga. Why are you president? Who cares about some oaf? I'm going to run my shit anyway.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's definitely a good look. I mean, I was told that something might jump off with, you know, race wars and all that. Luckily, everything was cool, but...
It fucked up, white people.
Word.
For real.
And it's funny because they try to, you know, the government sucks, man, I swear. They try to say, oh, yeah, you know.
Fix that.
They said Osama bin Laden has made a threat if Obama makes a speech. Come on, dog. Osama bin Laden.
That whole government shit, son.
Osama bin Laden don't give a fuck about Obama. If anything, he's applauding Obama.
For real.
When Bush was in office, it was a rapper. Yeah, but I don't believe the terrorist thing anyway. I think it's all bullshit anyway, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, did you watch it? Did you watch the inauguration yesterday?
Nah, because I was too busy making money.
You should. Yeah, I feel you. Okay, whatever. But, nah, though, but for real, though, like, this nigga was straight up, like, sizing Bush in the most generosities way, if that's a word, the most nicest fucking way ever. And they showed a camera on him, and the whole time, this nigga just had his head down. Just flicking off this nigga, like, man, like, I really hope that nigga could hear me through the TV screaming, fuck you.
Yo, this nigga, I heard when Bush got out, people were booing, and then they went from booing to, nah, 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 hey, 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 goodbye.
I ain't hearing all that, but that's crazy. I can believe it, though.
Yeah, my boy from one of the stores I work at, he told me he went out there, and he said niggas was wilding. Like, that's what he was talking about.
Why would you boo the man leaving? Like, that means you.
Because he wasn't a great leader.
That means you.
He wasn't a great leader at all. Hold on, people. Caller, you on the air?
Jamming your fucking ass.
Yes, how doing, man? How are you, sir?
I'm good. And yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, your radio show is great. And, you know, democracy starts with you. When you don't cut off your people, when you respect your listener, then you have more callers coming. You have to bring different views from your listeners, and clashes of the different opinion, the real truth comes out. So, I would like to tell you regarding inauguration of Obama, it was the saddest day in the history of USA for me and for many of the people in USA, because we had the same day, we had Black Tuesday in the market. What do you think of that?
I didn't know anything about the Black Tuesday in the market.
Yeah, do you remember that yesterday 30% all the banks lost their stocks? I mean, the Bank of America went to $5 and Key Bank went to 5.20 cents, and Wells Fargo, which was $80 their share, it went to 14.42 times 2, which is about $30.
Damn. That's crazy. I'm glad I don't keep my money in the bank.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, isn't weird? I mean, inauguration, if the first day of his inauguration starts with the Black Tuesday, and imagine what would be the rest of his term. That's what I want to bring to your attention.
I don't think the rest of the term is gonna be like that. Like, I mean, give the guy at least a good year or two. Because I mean, I'll tell you the truth, honestly.
He said to you, all of us that he's going to need 2 terms to give us all the jobs. We need jobs right now. Do you know how many people are going to be out of jobs from the banks within a few weeks? Over 2 million, 3 million jobs will be lost just from banking because of the stock comes so much down. We are ready for the crash.
See, what you fail to realize is that's not Obama's doing. Obama just got in office. That's your boy Bush is doing. Bush fucked it up for the economy. Hold on. I'll let you talk. You hear me out. Whether it was Obama or McCain, that shit would have happened. Not because of Obama.
Come on,
so
man.
It's like, he hasn't even begun to do any work yet.
Once they find out I'm Cuban, it's a wrap.
So it's like, you know what I mean? You got to understand that was based, all this bullshit that's going on happened before Obama was even in office. I mean, he just became in the office. Before he can even put out a word like, okay, we're going to do this, before he can do anything or say anything, that shit was happening. People lost jobs before he even got into term. So that's...
Go ahead, sir.
I'm listening.
Do you want me to talk or do you want him to talk, sir?
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Do you want me to talk? Okay. But 3 million banking jobs are going to be lost within a couple of months. So it will be happened during his term. So what the hell he's doing? And people without unemployment. I mean, if California is bankrupt, it give you IOU, doesn't have anything. 41 states are in the bankruptcy almost. I mean, what the hell is going on? Instead, he's going to send money to Kenya to make bridges good for Kenya, and other bridges are falling in United States?
I feel you on that one. And it's like, you got to understand that the president of the United States is really, hypothetically speaking, is really a puppet.
I got this.
You got to understand that.
That's true.
It all falls on Congress. And when something wrong happens, it always falls on the president. Now, as far as Bush goes, Bush's family is deep into, like, he's deep into the government. So pretty much anything that he wants to do is going to happen regardless. But what's the name? Obama is against what Bush did, and he's trying to fix the country. So if the Congress is running it, and if someone else higher than the president is running the United States, and he doesn't want shit changed, best believe shit is not going to change. And it's going to fall on Obama, and everyone's going to be like, oh, see, yeah, see, you can't, black president doesn't make a difference, because Obama doesn't run the country.
What do you think of Nation of Islam calling his Messiah? And then I see that the people hanging on the things that thy kingdom shall come. Messiah. He's the return of Jesus Christ. I mean, what do you mean by that? I mean, this man, he is a man of not the truth. He is a man of lie. I mean, you're telling him he's a Messiah? Does it make sense to you?
Let me ask you this. You would rather McCain in office than Obama?
No. I don't believe in none of them, by the way. I never put it.
That's not the question I asked you, though. That's not the question I asked you, though. I didn't ask you who you believe in. I said who would you have rather in office, McCain or Obama?
Or Bush.
I'd rather have Ron Paul. Ron Paul to be in the office. Ron Paul would be doing much better job than everybody. Ron Paul would not bring North American Union. Ron Paul would not bring Amero.
My question, no.
Okay.
You are avoiding the question.
You're avoiding the question. The question was, well, who would you rather between those three, Bush, McCain, or Obama?
I told you, none of them only run Paul.
Oh, wow. So he didn't want anybody in there. He just wants Ron Paul.
Yeah, like, come on, dog. Like, come on. Like, come on. You got to...
He was anti North American Union. He was a pro worker. He understood what's going on. He knows. You know your paper that it has no value. I mean that's why if you go to Peter Schiff, CNBC. He keeps telling you that we are ready for the crash, and we see that. I mean, 30% in one day from December of 2006.
Yeah, I got you.
Black Tuesday.
I have a question. Are you Islamic?
No. I mean, he's a Muslim. Obama is a Muslim. Not me. No. Obama is Muslim.
So what are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I believe in everybody, but I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in freedom of religion, freedom of press. I am pro constitution.
All right, no, because I'm just saying, because if you are Islamic, I was going to say assalamu alaikum, my brother, but if you're not Islamic, so
but so are you Nation of Islam then?
Who, me?
Yes.
Honestly, to tell you the truth, I'm one of the confused ones, because when I was born in the world, I was Muslim, from what my father said. But I don't know what era, but I know I pray in Arabic, and I greet Arabic. But as far as nation, I'm not nation. I might be Sunni. I think Sunni.
Sunni. Okay, so you're Sunni. So you are not Shia. You don't believe Imam Ali, Hassan, Hussein, Reza, etc. You just believe on Muhammad only.
Yeah.
Sunni. You are Sunni. Okay, good. You see, I have a knowledge. I know. But the bottom line is this, my friend, that things will going to go good. Things going to go worse and worse. We are going to be raped more and more. And, Bush raped us. He's going to continue to rape this country. More bridges going to fall apart. And then all the money going to go to other countries. I mean, $100 billion went to Iraq. Why can't they put $100 billion and give you a good training and give you a good job? Why can't they give me good training and give me a good job? I mean, why we have to spend to Iraq $100 billion? On what reasons? And then we fuck up the Iraq. We have no weapon of mass destruction. And everything is based on lie. And then we are the victim. You are the victim. We all are the victim.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. I mean, it sucks. I got a question. Was you born in the United States?
I born in Israel, Haifa. All
right, now, you was born in Israel. Now,
Shalom.
Isn't it true that if you're not born in the United States and you become a citizen, you get, like, some type of bond or you get money or something like that? You get a loan or something like that?
No. That's not true. I'm a U.S. citizen, yes, but I'm also an Israeli citizen as well, yes.
Because, tell you the truth, honestly, I don't think it's really fair. Like, I'm not a racist. Well, I am a racist. I mean, I hate everybody. I mean, everybody equally. I hate black people, white, Spanish. I hate them all. I hate myself. I ain't shit. I ain't never going to be shit.
Go ahead.
The point I'm trying to make is that I live in the United States, and if I want to get a loan, they base it on credit. And if my credit sucks, which majority of people in the United States, their credit sucks, you won't get a loan or a good loan. Whereas if you're from another country and you want to start a business, they will give you money without even asking questions.
No,
Indian, a rape, Arabian, Italian, Chinese. Like, they don't even have to be from this country. And they get, oh, you want a business? Boom, 30 G's in the bank. You want 100 G's? Boom, don't worry about it. 100,000 in the bank. But me?
No,
you want,
see what you say is correct. Yes, I agree with you on that one.
If I want $5,000, no, you can't get $5,000. Why not? Because your credit sucks. Okay.
Yeah, that's or they screw you up or because of the way you dress up. You see, because I work in the loan industry. I used to work in loan industry, and I used to give toxic loans by order of my manager. My manager told me, if you bring subprime, which is 5, 4, 6, it depends when the time was, and, if somebody has a 700 plus score, would be eligible for subprime, right?
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
That would not calculate as a sale for me. So even if I had, say, $300,000, $400,000, say one house, $400,000 subprime, and if I don't have a toxic loan, about $500,000 minimum, which is 11-12% rate, I would be out of the door. So I have, but most of my people were subprime. I mean, I cannot change them. They are good people. Like, you come to me and you have excellent, I cannot give you 11%. Is how can I do that? But they want me to give you 11%, that's impossible. So what happened? I mean, finally I fired because I keep bringing good loans because I'm a nice person. You know, I am not going to... to do bad things to my own people, you know.
Exactly.
Whether you're black, white, yellow, Chinese, Italian,
he's a yellow.
you're all the same to me. I mean, you come to me, I have to know everything, and according to everything, then we will come to good conclusion. But I'm not.
What about Cubans? What about Cubans?
Yeah, that's true. Okay. But because I'm honest, I was fired. Because they say you did not bring toxic mortgage. And as of right now, my friend works in the bank. Right now, they still give toxic mortgages as we speak, and they haven't learned from the crash that's why they brought everybody to their knees right now. But still, they say toxic mortgage. You have to give toxic mortgage. If you don't bring 300 thousand of toxic mortgage a month, you will be fired.
Mm.
So they lower it down, but it's not $300,000. Is that fair to you, my friend?
No, it's not fair. It's not fair at all. And I don't think it's fair that people lost their jobs, but it's like, if you believe in the supreme being, if you believe in God, instead of thinking negative, like, oh, I'm going to go do this, I'm going to rob somebody, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You got to think positive. I mean, I've been in jammed up situations before when the economy was good. And I didn't go out stealing or all this shit. It just makes you stronger. I mean, if you give up, no matter if Obama was lying and he's going to rape us, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can't worry about that. You got to worry about you. Okay? You have to live. I mean, so therefore, if you have to work at McDonald's, Burger King, and KFC all in one day...
You can't get a job there, too. You can't get a job because Mexicans are in charge of it. And you go there, they discriminate you. You are a black person.
Yeah,
you're
right.
And then you go there, they say, well, we have no job opening. I went there, too, myself. I mean, because of my... I am white. I mean, I have... my look is not same as the Spanish. So basically, they said to me no. But then I said, okay, I'm going to have a coffee or stay there. I stayed there. Somebody, one Spanish guy, came, said, "Do you necesita trabajando?" then the same manager who told me I don't have a job for you, he gave application to him. So you see the discrimination. So because, you know, we let this country goes down. Does Obama secure the borderline? No, he doesn't. Because he wants to bring North American Union. Because continuation will go, and then we are going to change the dollar, is going to fall, as we witness right now. And then they will force you to accept, or they bring some kind of false attack on a couple of cities, and or maybe real attacks, like the movie Right at Your Door. I don't know if you watch it or not. And then what will happen as a result, then they will, you say, the only freedom and salvation is Amero. Then they say, okay, you have to basically pay 80%, 90% of your dollar to get one Amero. So basically you lose everything, you know, I mean, 90% of whatever you have.
You know, that's deep, because I was speaking to somebody the other day, and they told me that because everyone feels as though the world is going to end in the year 2012, but I don't believe that. What I feel as though is that it's going to be a difference. A big change is going to happen. A lot of people are saying, well, that change might be...
It's time for a change.
They're saying the new world order, and what they mean by that is
a
one
change.
On the back of the dollar bill, what does it not say in Spanish? New world order. The government knows what the fuck they doing. Okay, guys? Everything...
Nova Ordo Mundo. It is in Latin.
That's what it says on the back of a dollar bill?
New world order.
Sir,
that's what this should say. And then it also spells out Mason, and it brings out to the 5-point star, and it also brings out to the little triangle piece that the government fucks with. And if you look in the eagle, all the arrows are 13 arrows that have something to do with the Freemasons. And then the eye on top of the pyramid got something to do with the Freemasons. The government knows what they're doing, dog. They know exactly. The world's not going to end. The world's not going to end in our time. What's going to happen is going to be a time for a change. Obama already sees that shit because he's the president. First black president. You think them white people are going to want to deal with that? No. It's going to be a change, and people are afraid of change. So, therefore, a war is going to come across. Yeah, they...
He used the same word from New World Order. He said New Age yesterday. So you see the difference. Not much. It's the same. He's a puppet, as you mentioned. And one puppet goes, another puppet comes. Nothing will change. No, you will be out of job. I will be out of job. I have no job. We are in the biggest crisis in the United States. Whether you like it, whether you like to accept it or not, whether you are open-minded or narrow-minded, your listeners, they must accept the fact we are headed for the biggest catastrophe in the history of mankind.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. It's scary too, but like, what can you do? I mean, that's what I mean. I'm saving money. My mother asked me the other day. She said, "Why are you saving money?" I'm saying, "I'm just saving money, just cause."
But remember, that money does will not have any. You need to buy jewelry.
That's right, because the value, then it's going to be
right. You need to buy coins, or you need to transfer it to Swiss bank, and then transfer money and tell them change it to Swiss franc and leave it in Swiss bank or French money. And these are the two monies that are stable. And euro, I'm not sure, because euro, there is no backup with the euro as well. So don't change money to euro. Just if you want to do it with Swiss franc, Swiss bank accounts, and open it on the internet is easy, and then you wire it to your account, and you will be safe. It's over there. So basically, you will be safe. Otherwise,
if they're gonna make it one government, then what does it matter? Eventually, wherever that bank is going to be considered one government, because it's going to be the world is one government.
Exactamente.
I'll tell you right now. You want to get a job? You want to get a job? Work for the government. Because when that shit takes part, you go, hey, boy, hey, I'm part of the government, so we're good. It ain't gonna really hurt me.
I really like you, man. You are open-minded.
Yeah, man.
You say Angry Bastard Radio.
Yeah, Angry Bastard Radio, man.
Actually, I have 8 p.m. tonight. If you, I will add you up, and Reza, R-E-Z-A, and then please come to my listen, 8 p.m. Pacific, and I will have interview with Rev Pike regarding anti-hate laws that if it passes, it will be end of United States of America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
Wait, you said anti-hate what?
Anti-hate laws that, you know, do you remember that guy in Europe, he said that 6 million Jews did not die. Instead, he said lower amounts died, like 5 million and 700,000 and 556, for example. You know, then they put him into jail for so many years because he said that. So it's anti-hate laws. So if it passes, that means we are all screwed up.
Now, how would that be screwed up if it's an anti-hate law? So what you're saying is
Because freedom of speech is taken from you. Means
oh,
you cannot say it.
Ho, 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 ho. So that means that they could come on Angry Bastard Radio and hear me saying, yeah, I hate all Cubans and come lock me the fuck up.
Yes,
that's
you cannot say that anymore. If you say that, you go to the FEMA camp and then you will be in prison or maybe you will be shot to death. So.
What, in the United States?
That's right.
Yo, dog, we got to protest, man, because I like my freedom of speech, dog.
So I will add you up right now. And then you add me up and come listen to the show tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific time. You will sit on the first page. It's about anti-hate law with interview with Rev Pike. And then if you come and listen, and then you will have some question, we will open line at some point, and then come and ask some question, and then he will answer you, okay?
All right, man. Well, thank you for tuning into the show. We will be in touch.
Yeah, I'm going to add you right now to see if I don't know where is how can I add you, but I will. I'm just put Reza R E Z A. You will find me there, or it will be on the first page at 8 o'clock Pacific time.
All right.
Thank you very much for taking my call. God bless you. What's your name? GQ, right?
Yeah, GQ. And that's fresh over
okay,
there.
Thank you very much, Mr. GQ, taking my call, and God bless you. And anyway, since you're Sony, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay. Bye.
Later. Hey, yo, fresh. Freedom of speech, though? You mean to tell me if I'd be like, damn, that chick over there got a fat ass, I get locked up for that? What's going on? Yo, Fresh, you stole that ass? Tell me this nigga stole it. Hey, yo, Fresh. This nigga bounced on me, y'all. Or maybe Blog Talk Radio's starting it already. Maybe they're starting the freedom of speech up right now. Like, oh, no, we got to shut this filthy-mouthed Negro up. Let's cut his show off. Angry Bastard Radio. All right, look, people, this is the deal. This is a little preview for y'all, you know, for those of you that are listening. Tonight, we are going to be having a special episode. I don't know if it's going to be an hour. I don't know if it's going to be 2 hours. I do know it's going to be either an hour or two. No matter what, it'll be an hour or 2 hours. At least it will be as an hour. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about Wet and Wild Wednesday. And what consists of Wet and Wild Wednesday is all sex talk. Now, it'll be a 2-hour series if I get a crew. You know? That's the difference between this station and other stations. You know, if I'm getting paid, like if my crew was getting paid, they would be on time. They would be here now. But since they're not getting paid, they're like, yeah, well, I will show up. I'll hold it down anyway because I'm just too smooth. That's why they call me GQ because I'm GQ too smooth, you know? But that's just some of the shit that pops off on this show. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 7:45 p.m. Then I'm going to shoot up out of here, go to church, because I was born Islamic. And you people may not understand this, but I was born Islamic, and then I moved away from my father, lived with my moms, and went to Christian church. And then, you know, now I live on my own. But till this day, since I don't go to the mosque, I really don't know how to do the prayer that they do. You know, Salat, I tend to, before I eat, I say the Islamic prayer, and then I say the Christian prayer. That's just what I do. If you don't understand it, you don't understand it. I don't give a shit, but that's what I do. You know what I mean? So at 7:45, I'm going to go to Bible study, get my words in, come back, do the show, and then be off on my merry way. Now, tonight's show is going to be from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., possibly to 10:30 p.m. And to tell you the truth, whether we have a crew or not, I might call up the American chat line once again, because you know how we do. But it'd be a tad bit different than yesterday's episode. Yesterday's episode was out of control. Today's episode would actually be on point, because we'll be calling the American Donut, and we're going to be getting people's views on Wet and Wild Wednesday. You know, what favorite positions, you know, how many partners, what, you know, toys, you know, who would do anal, who won't, you know, is it good to eat pussy the first time you see it, like, all types of stuff, you know, parental advisory. Oh, wait, hold on, I fucked it all up. Parental advisory is advised. For some reason, I think I'm saying it wrong. There's something else, some other words I'm probably missing. Anyway, hit us up tonight from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. We're going to be talking about sex talks, sex secrets, all types of shit, sexual jokes, you know, play some sweet sexual music, some sexual gossip, sexual drama. Might even doing some sexual prank calls. Well, the prank calls that will be sexual will have to probably be on the chat line. I ain't going to call nobody's crib or business up. So it'll just be on the chat line, you know, type of shit like that. And that's pretty much what it is, Angry Bastard Radio. I'm going to close out with trying to look for something that's a little sexy. Let's see. Better yet, you know what? I'm gonna close out with Maino. Predictions of 2009. Considering this brother just came up, this Israelite brother just came up here and schooled us. I'm going to school him on the predictions of 2009 in the music business. Make sure you hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We will be holding it down tonight from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Look for us on the American Donuts, American chat line. And thank you for tuning in. Trust me, this is a show you do not want to miss out on. Angry Bastard Radio, station that you speak your motherfucking mind. They might pass that law, but we're not going to follow it. We're still going to give you the freedom of speech. If I got to get my show canceled, damn it, I get canceled. But while the law says you can't do this, I will be on here holding it the fuck down for my fans. So keep it locked. It's your boy GQ, baby. Angry Bastard Radio. I'm out. Hold on for a second. My switchboard just fucking reset. All right, there we go. Put his main old track on you for you. And let's go. 8:30, people. Oh, he's going to do me like that. You're going to do me like that. I know they're not going to do me like that. That's corny. All right, let's try this again. Come the fuck on. Ah, you know what, people, they're gonna do me like that. So this is the deal. I'm gonna have to reload this motherfucker again. Just to play that one track. Makes no sense. Makes no sense at all. Make sure you hit us up once again, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Once again, it's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Taking shout outs, dedications, and requests. You can download the show and listen to the rest because my cable mode, you know, for some reason, my cable modem, when it's connected to the Xbox, it works perfectly. Never cuts off. When it's connected to the computer, it just kicks off. It makes no sense at all. But we got 60 seconds, so unfortunately, people that are listening live, they're not going to hear the track, you know. So I'll make sure I'll start it off for the 8:30 show so that you can hear it live. But as far as the people that are listening to the show that downloaded the show, you will get to hear it because, like I said, we got like 30 seconds left until this shit pops off. This shit pisses me the fuck off. This shit really pisses me off. They need to go do anger management or something like that. Got 10 seconds, people. Make sure you head up the show tonight, 8:30. We will be in the building holding it down. We will be in the building. I got to find a way. We will be in the building. Welcome to the last 1 minute. Actually, the last 5 minutes of this show. I'm in the process of trying to reboot this cable modem because I'm a guy. I'm a man. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you set your mind on doing something and it doesn't pop off, so it pisses you off and you gotta do it. Well, that's how I feel right now. Like, I'm like, yo, I'm pissed off right now. So I have to play this song just because it seems like I'm being hated on. Well, I'm being hated on by the government. Or hated on my Blog Talk Radio, or hated on my Comcast. I don't know. The fuck is it saying? Acquiring network address. Sent, received. So then what the fuck is the problem? Alright, people, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know what's going on. Hold on, people. Hold on, people. Matter of fact, you know what? Fuck this. I'll do it this way. I'm getting it out. I'm getting this song out there. Alright, here we go. Let's try this one more time. Come the fuck on, man. Alright, here we go, people. Just listen to the listening through here. And like I said, I'll start it off for the next show. Make sure you tune in 8:30 p.m. tonight. Make sure you tune in 8:30 p.m. tonight. Well, we will be holding it down like we always do. We do it like we do it for TV. That's some hate, man, I swear. Alright, let's see. I gotta go to church. Here we go. Keep locked. This your boy, GQ.
Like I
just
like to admit, no old hate was great if you was on your grind. But I'ma tell you what's gonna go down in 09. Sit back, better listen to this. I'ma psych you. I'ma tell you things that I predict. This year, everybody's looking for a winner. But things won't get worse before they get better. Ain't much gonna change. The economy is still fucked. When we gon' learn, the Knicks gon' still suck. Rap is lame, it's still gon' be hard. This year, somebody gon' get killed on World Star. Damn, free stars, many y'all whack. They still screaming, he got a ring in y'all back. I predicted it, I bet you'll see. Angela Simmons gon' lose her virginity. Controversy, the fact comes through me. Watch Amy Winehouse mess around in OD. Come look in my crystal ball. I'll see rappers still getting rocked tomorrow. I'm aware what I say might piss you off, but you're the same lane you was from the year before. Reality show, that shit. Garbage this year, real chance coming out the closet. A lot of entertainers is begging for the jail this year. Remy Ma going red hard pill. In New York, they still ain't giving niggas pills. I mean, that's the damage never gon' sell. My vision getting clearer. Tell me, mirror, mirror, cause I see Lil Wayne getting more winner. You just ain't telling that niggas gon' still fly. Model chicks still alive by they push shots. What about the white girl? Which one? Anyone? Hilson, Lohan, Olga, Kardashian. I predict they gon' get senseless breath this year. We gon' see more girl and girl sex. Ask me a question, I tell you what the future say. Foxy and Cena, she gon' come out with a sex day. Who gon' break up or who gon' stay together? Chris Brown and Rihanna will make it to September. Jay-Z gon' have a baby Beyonce. I bet you we see more tighter clothes on Kanye. Got a feeling that Cam, he gon' pop back. And Young Curve still won't get his chain back. The times is political, but all year we expect a man to make a miracle. He's gonna kill shit and get away again. Out shopping for a mark and not do a thing again. Another book by Superhead is coming soon about how to suck dick using auto-tune. More people saying hip-hop is over, but we finally gonna see you 50 on Oprah. Anything you wanna learn, I'ma let you know. It's predicted that I'ma be the next to blow. This year, I'ma win and you can bet that. Still gon' say he cool, he all that. I hate to have to say it one more time. This is just my prediction for 09.
DJ White
out. I'm from the bottom. What a nigga say, tell you anything about him. Niggas old when they wanna see it bold, but you know cocaine, over 1 million souls. Smooth legs, down scan, barcode, high hater. My gun from Al-Qaeda, just for cover. Dickhead, oh get dressed in, fuck your mother. I catch him alone, a red dot on his nose. I pack four heaters like the top of the stove.
Don't you don't play on my dough?
Run down, don't you need to know where to go? Now give me a rope, now give me a chain, now give me a watch, now give me a ring. Coke, damn, damn, falling. Niggas rap, damn, damn, falling. Goddamn!
Yeah. 2007 hit an unfortunate impasse following the arrest of DJ Drama and Don Cannon on a myriad of piracy charges. Now, some DJs were scared to drop product, MCs started to shy away, but since the government has apparently called a behind-the-scenes ceasefire with their world mixtape, 2008 saw the underground circuit thrive again. Who was there to help lead the charge? None other than Mr. Thanksgiving himself, DJ Drama.
I think I heard some of the rumblings. You know, I was checking the blogs and hearing, you know, Gangsta Grills ain't what it used to be, or Drama fell off, or I think Bob got me. They did one of them questions, and they said something about DJ Drama stamp ain't what it used to be.
But Rocco Drama wasn't the only mixmaster stirring the pot, though. Superstar J, White Al, Green Lantern, Scream, and Infamous were among the other DJs keeping their names hot with a slew of releases.
I'm definitely one of those DJs that get music first.
These tapes, you know, I do that for the love. You know what I'm saying? That ain't for the money or the profit or none of that. It's really just for the chemistry. Me respecting his craft, vice versa, and we having fun with it. You know what I'm saying?
The artists themselves showed a renewed dedication to street CDs. It wasn't enough for a lot of your favorite MCs to have an exclusive song circulating on the underground. People such as Lil Wayne, Gucci Mane, newcomer Charles Hamilton, Shawty Low, Young Jeezy, Gorilla Gold, the G-Unit, The Clips, Soulja Boy, Nas, Finger T-Pain, comedian Cat Williams, and even mixtape versions LL Cool J, and Ludacris will settle for nothing less than full-length unofficial projects.
I'm whipping it. I'm whipping it. Just bought a brand new Benz with a kitten in it. Picking a kitten, and I'm kicking it.
I speak for the criminal gangsters, dumb bitch killers. Man, this day the world is on killer.
I make it 1,000.
It was easier for me to get my mixtape out because of my online status. You know what I'm saying? I got on MySpace, got on YouTube, Fuck Your Brother mixtape. So even when I was doing shows, I was performing mixtapes on like Gucci Bandana with Red Heavy, Shopping Spree with Red Heavy. And those two songs made the album. So that just, you know what I'm saying? It just goes to show, you know, how much the mixtape did for me.
Mixtape Mondays, we got a Petite Volume 3, Spirit of Competition. We shot half of this at a pool hall, other half at the studio. And it was just showcasing the greatness of the re-up gang.
I don't respect who you applauding. Little the flow, but his metaphor's boring. Don't think we turn daddy's little girl to orphan. That would mean that I could kill me. You like a bitch,
Malice and Pusha T and B.O.B. have all dropped new joints as well. Now that's a nightly show for us into next year. As for what's on deck for 2009, more big things, of course. T.I. says he might come out of mixtape retirement, and big dogs such as Rick Ross, Young Jeezy, and Diddy say they will continue to pledge allegiance to the street.
Yo, check this out. This your boy Mano, straight out of Brooklyn, king of Brooklyn. I run Brooklyn, and I'm fucking with my dude, DJ White Al.
I like how you write to it. Listen, no, 08 was great if you was on your grind. But I'ma tell you what's gonna go down in 09. Sit back, better listen to this. I'm a psychic. I'ma tell you things that I predict. This year, everybody's looking for a winner. Things don't get worse before they get better. Ain't much gonna change. The economy is still fucked. When we gonna learn the Knicks gonna still suck?